The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Now to our series where our very own John B. Riley takes to St. Stephen's Green, where he asks passers-by a single pertinent question. And the question is, are you hiding something from someone? And feel free, by the way, to text your thoughts on that question to 51551.
Are you hiding something from someone?
Am I hiding anything from somebody?
So I used to hide the fact that I couldn't raid, you know, and it was a terrible burden to carry because I used to pretend I could raid when I actually couldn't. I remember once I was in the cinema, in the picture house, and it was very dark. There was a big sign over the door saying toilet, but I couldn't raid it. So I asked my friends, where's the toilet? And they all laughed. They realised that I couldn't read the letters. It really made me embarrassed, and it affected me deeper down than I thought, you know.
Mummy, I'm going to race at the gate.
Are you hiding something from someone?
Say, I'm bisexual. I hate it. My family doesn't know. My parents doesn't know.
So you feel, for example, that your parents may not be accepting of the fact that you're bisexual?
Will never.
Why?
Let's say education, the background, or religion, or not understand what is properly that.
The fact that you're bisexual,
yeah.
Will you ever reveal that part of yourself?
No, because I know them behavior. I think they are not accept that.
Are you hiding something from somebody?
When I get nervous, I get my stammer back. I get my stammer, and a lot of people, it's funny, they don't notice it, but I do, and I get really frustrated. I really, really get annoyed at myself.
And tell me, how do you conceal that from people?
I try to be as deliberate as I can. Just watch how I breathe and just be definitive about the words that I use. If I feel myself tripping up, I'll just shut down, you know? How about you?
I'm just wondering, are you hiding anything from me?
I am hiding my daughter's birthday presents in my wardrobe, but apart from that, no.
Do you feel that you're hiding anything from anyone?
Yeah, there probably would be in relation to my own, my background maybe. Spent some years in the Philippines. I'd like to keep in touch with the Philippines.
What were you doing in the Philippines?
I was actually a missionary there.
Oh,
yeah, and came.
You were a Catholic priest.
Yeah, a priest. Sometimes my innermost thoughts, I'm a bit reluctant. I tend to keep them to myself, you know. I didn't mention anything about my relationships with women, you know. I was always a bit, sometimes maybe a little bit exploitative, perhaps, you know.
So while you were a priest, you formed relationships with a number of women, is that right?
Yeah, not sexually, although. I found the Philippine women a little bit more outgoing maybe than the Irish counterpart, you know. You know, being a celibate was a sort of a problem.
Just wondering, did you leave the priesthood? And if so, was it for that reason?
No, there were a number of reasons. I felt maybe I should let myself free to form relationships or to be free to rule my own life, you know.
Are you hiding something from somebody?
Not only me. I think that everybody tries to hide the darkest part of himself, and I think that everybody tries to appear happier than he is, and we hide our sadness, our problems, because that is not very attractive for the others.
Are you hiding something from someone?
Things about my family. Suicidal tendencies.
Suicidal tendencies. Have you lost family members?
No. They don't do it, but it's like something they have on their mind. They don't do it, but it's like a background always there.
I see. Have there been like a number of attempted suicides?
Yeah, little attempts. but not like serious things like that.
Where do you think these tendencies come from?
Family links, childhood, and predispositions.
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 We all hide something from each other. We all have our own private thoughts that we don't share with others. Our own private thoughts, our innermost thoughts, that even if we could tell them to other people, they wouldn't understand. Because we're individuals. We are complex. Complex creatures. You know what I mean? Now what's going through your head and what's going through my head, you can't share with me or I can't share with you.
Are you hiding anything from anybody?
Well, I am, yes. I'm hiding the fact that I'd like to love with somebody. I'd like to love a female. I'd like to fall in love with a female. I'd like to have the chance before I die to wrap my arms around a beautiful girl.
And what age are you now?
77. But I'd like that experience. It's a long time since I've had it. That was back in the early 70s. That's a hell of a long time ago.
Do you have a particular individual in mind, or do you just mean any?
No. I'm not talking about falling in love. I'm just saying that I'd love to put my arms around a female, a lovely female, and kiss her for the experience of it. You know what I mean?
Yes, indeed. That's our very own John Bell O'Reilly there talking to some very interesting people in St. Stephen's Green with accompanying music by Swinford composer Conor Walsh.